Another example of that was when I was 18 and I had a bullet bike, and I used to race up and down from Castle Valley to Moab. And at that point, I wasn't very smart. I would take it way too fast and drive at dusk. And one night, I came around the corner, and as I was passing Big Bend, many of you know that, just getting to that narrow little point where it starts back up the windy road, I looked in front of me, and just a few hundred feet, just doing really, really fast, was about that much of a reaction time, I saw a big buck standing in the road. Big, huge horns pointing right at me, right in my lane. And at that moment, a snap decision. Do I go left? Do I go right? And I went left, and it went right. Another perfect, impeccable timing miracle. Some people would say that I'm overly optimistic, or some people would say I'm lucky. You can call it what you will. Another time, we were out tilling the garden on a hot day. Matt and I were usually fighting over who had to do the work, or in this case, who was going to till at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on about 108 temperature day. As we opened the gas can, the gas somehow just built up enough pressure sitting in the sun that had sprayed all over Matt, right in the face, just straight gas. And within just a few seconds, we had this little prompting to push Matt away from the gas can. And it was right by the side of the house. In fact, the pressure came so high that it squirted all the way up and landed on the rooftop. And it was like dripping down the side of the roof. They say that gas can't spontaneously combust. It needs some kind of flame. Not true. In just a moment, the whole thing went up in flames. Luckily, by some miracle, impeccable timing, Matt had been pushed just a few steps away. Call it what you will. I could go on like this for hours, telling stories. There was one afternoon we got back from church. We'd always have this grand buffet. Mom would always cook potatoes and roast, and it was all this big, lovely, organic, home-cooked meal. And I remember we were just in the middle of the family prayer, all starving to death, ready to dig in. And all of a sudden, we heard ruckus outside, and we went running outside, and there was a big wildfire. And if you remember those wildfires, they would come just ripping through the valley, and super, super scary. This one was coming straight for our house. The wind was sort of gusty and blowing, and we all just kind of started running in different directions, grabbing the garden hose, wetting the side of the house down. And this big wall of fire was coming, and it was like huge. It was like 12 or 15 feet high, just burning straight through all of the thick bushes and trees that were surrounding our house. And as it got closer, all of a sudden, like, we all started praying. It's the weirdest thing. It just got right to the house, and the wind changed. And it just stopped. And it just ended. And it was done. We didn't even spray it with water. It was just a crazy miracle. Impeccable, perfect timing. So, what do all these miracles have in common? Well, you see, for the last few years, every time I would go visit Mom, I would notice on her fridge was a picture of me. Actually, Robin pointed that out to me. I always thought it was because I was her favorite. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But the power of mother's love is amazing. It defies all logic. It defies all physics. That woman was every day praying for us, causing miracles to happen in our lives.